toll-free call-in line, 450-3733. Something was blocking my little piece of paper. You'd think I'd know it. I mean, I've said that number so many times. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let me tell you real quick about the website, because I haven't done much of that this evening. You can go to Free Talk Live and download archives going back for more than 5 years for free. I don't think there are very few radio programs that are providing you with that opportunity. And
Free Talk Live's website has all kinds of cool things, but I think that's like the crowning glory, yep. I would say.
Archives.freetalklive.com. Go get all the content that you want to get at archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mike in Mexico. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
He's calling from Mexico.
Maybe.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm not currently in Mexico.
Okay.
I'm in an undisclosed location at the moment, but I do live in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico.
Yeah.
I was listening to your previous caller there about the immigration. And we can place labels on a lot of different things, but ultimately what we're trying to break down and with the libertarian mindset, it's trying to break down is something that is very deep-seated, and that's tribalism. And
yes,
more so
nationalism.
Than nation states. Yeah, we call it nationalism, but it's really just tribalism. We've decided that we're a part of this tribe. Now, I like my grandfather before me, I married outside of my tribe, so to speak, mm-hmm. You know, and so I have a knowledge of what's going on at the borderland, obviously.
Yeah, it sounds like you do.
I'll be quite honest with you. I just crossed the border Saturday. A nice, long, involved process of, do you have the correct papers to get
Are you a United States citizen?
Yes, I'm a United States citizen.
Right, and you know this whole process. Let's forget for a second what it's intended to do, but just the process of what it's like for citizens to cross the border.
Oh yeah,
and it is in depth and very difficult. It can be in depth and very difficult, and frustrating. And why should it be? I mean, these people are supposed to be our servants.
Now Saturday wasn't too bad of an issue. Driver's license, birth certificate, why were you in Mexico? How many times have you crossed? When did you start crossing into Mexico?
You have to have your birth certificate with you?
Yes.
That's news to me. I mean, I didn't know that people were...
I wouldn't carry a document like that on
me. No, neither would I.
Yeah, no, if you don't have your birth certificate, then you get to go over in the secondary and the questions get more difficult and the searches get more thorough, let's say.
Wow.
So could you have a passport instead of your birth certificate?
Yeah, I could have a passport. Well, currently, if the law that I heard that was supposedly passed in the Senate, I don't know if the House took care of it or not, I will not be able to have a passport because, well, I'm behind in my taxes.
I see.
Prior to that, I was behind in my child support, but I got that caught up. Now they're trying to keep me from... Well, they can't keep me from leaving the country. They just can't keep me... They can keep me out.
They just make it a pain for you to get back in.
Right, because the Mexican authorities, I'll be quite honest with you, entering into Mexico, you pull up to a light, and then it says it's a red light or green light. If it's red light, they search your car. If it's green light, they don't. They just wave at you and let you go.
Why do they choose to search cars generally?
It's from the people that I have talked to. It's actually more or less a random thing. They have a system over there, just at random. Every so often, they'll just give a red light. Just
yeah, I hear
keep
it's
people
like
on your toes.
The last time I was at an airport in Mexico, it was saying it was 1 out of 20, and it's completely because they don't even see you. Apparently, it's just like you press a button. If it comes up red, you get searched. If not, you just go through.
Huh. You know, since 9/11, and this is what, you know, where it all really started. It was the crackdown was coming along, but 9/11 is where it really started. And since 9/11, I've heard the numbers of 30% is international travel into the United States
is down
30%.
Yes,
and that means that businesses that relied on people, tourists coming in, and look, think about Disney for a second, Disney World for a second. Have taken this kind of hit, and ask a business what it's like to take a hit of 30%. That means they close the doors. Now, obviously, most businesses don't rely on just immigrants coming in, but some did. Travel agencies are pretty much gone. I don't know that has anything to do with 9/11. Probably more to do with the internet.
Think about even like the border towns, like not just around the southern border, but the Canadian border.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of different places people would just zip over from Canada to get some stuff.
There's that one Derby Line, Vermont, which is actually the town is split down the middle.
Yeah.
You can imagine what it's like having your relatives on one side or the other, and having to deal with the shakedown every time. The library is on the international border.
So. Yes, I saw a PBS special on that, actually. It was quite interesting.
There are Indian tribes down on the southern border that are split, too.
Yes, they are. However, they are allowed to cross the border at will.
So why don't people sneak into their reservation and cross there?
They do.
Okay.
But then the U.S. Border Patrol sets up just outside of the Indian reservation.
I see.
That's what they do. And they have every major highway and most of the backwoods highways has a border checkpoint. I know y'all have them random up north. We don't have them random down south. They're manned 24/7, 365.
Oh, yeah. They're far more scared of what's going on in the southern border than they are with what might come across the northern border. Somebody who drinks too much beer and says a boot. They're not scared of that.
Yeah. No, they're not scared of that at all. I just want to relay one little thing that happened to me back in November. I had on the international bridge there, I had an agent actually jump in front of my car and then accuse me of trying to hit him so that
really?
They could then put me into, so they could then put me into secondary, at which point in time they make you face away from your vehicle so you can't watch them search your car, which I have been searched in Mexico entering in. And they do let you watch, you got to get out of
it. I can't believe that you can't look while they're searching your vehicle. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, like you're going to use your telepathic powers to stop them from finding whatever you're trying to hide.
I need to know what my public servants are doing. It's not like government bureaucrats don't steal people's stuff. I mean, if I've got some money...
Maybe that's the reason you have to turn away.
Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah, only a thief would say that.
Yeah, remember, the more these people are able to get away with any of this stuff, whether we're talking about Border Patrol or the TSA, when the message goes out that they can get away with these abusive practices, well, who does that attract to that profession, especially the TSA?
Right.
Right? Which basically, now I would think people who have, who want to touch children or want to fondle women, would be their first job choice.
If I was into something along those lines, I would definitely be looking into getting a job at the TSA.
You could do it with impunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, with immunity, you can do whatever. But the interesting thing is the agent in charge, they had six of them surrounding me, and I'm a handicapped 40-year-old truck driver, so I don't think I'm any physical threat to them. One with the taser drawn and aimed at me.
What?
They had
this is a normal shakedown?
Normal for when you get into secondary, yes.
Secondary
would happen if you don't carry your birth certificate, right?
Secondary is what would happen if you didn't have a passport or a birth certificate on you?
Yes, or if you arouse their suspicion at all. I mean, it doesn't matter what you said, what you did, if they think for one moment... that
right.
You have something illegal with you, they're going to check you out.
Yep, thanks for the call. I went to secondary growing across the border at some point in the past. It's been more than a decade. But, they didn't like the answers to my questions. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Get in the zone!
Paying close attention to your brakes can keep a small problem from getting worse. And the experts at AutoZone say it's important to check the entire system. That means you should regularly inspect your brake pads as well as rotors and hardware and replace any component that's worn. It's the right way to maintain brake performance and maximize pad life. Stay ahead of a brake problem before it starts with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. It's not so with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. My favorite happens to be the French Roast Decaf. It's bold, but doesn't have that burnt flavor that's, some companies have. To show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship, support Free Talk Live by supporting an advertiser here on our show. Get your coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. You'll be happy. This is great coffee. All right, let's go to Joshua calling from Baltimore. Joshua, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Actually, this is the first time listening to your show so far. I like what I hear.
Well, you've got to be stunned.
Welcome.
thank you. I want to get into kind of the corporate takeover of America. I mean, I'm kind of a student of history, and what I notice is past presidents going back to even our founding fathers have been warning us for years about this. Like, I want to read one quote in particular by Abraham Lincoln. Quote, "I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. As a result of war, corporations have been enthroned in an era of corruption, and high places will follow, and the money power will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudice of the people until all wealth is aggregated in the hands of a few and the republic is destroyed."
Well, you know, Joshua, that sounds like something somebody would say to gin up fear and get people to think that the government needs to regulate these corporations. And I think it's important to remember that everything that corporation, even just the idea of a corporation, the idea that a company is a person in legal land, you know, is a construct of the government, right? And also the government grants a lot of privileges to corporations.
Interesting. The 13th Amendment was never intended to actually grant suffrage to corporations.
I think that what we're trying to say here is it's funny to hear the government warn about people in the government warn about corporations when it's people in the government that are giving powers to corporations.
Mm-hmm. There's certainly a very long list of things that. Ostensibly, the government or something was set up and not intended to do something else, but then it did or didn't do that thing. I mean, the government is a weapon that corporations can use to. It's basically the middleman, and a lot of corporations lobby for regulations and limitations to be placed on the competitors. So I think that the idea that I understand that all these things weren't supposed to happen, but when you have a system that is it's considered to be justified in its use of force against people, well, the greediest and most predatory people are always going to gravitate to that system and hide behind its legitimacy so they can use it for their own ends.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, if you notice, if you go back to the days of slavery, what they did to keep their slaves in line was they pit them against each other, the house Negro against the field Negro, the woman against the man. That seems in the 20th and 21st century that expanded to all Americans, pit the poor against the middle class, Republican against conservative, conservative against the liberal. I mean, it's why you get poor, it's why you get the poor whites and blacks consistently voting against their own interests.
Sure.
Well, I guess, you know, if you think that the corporations are a big problem, and, you know, I think the government giving some kind of veil to people behind which they can hide in order to not be responsible for their actions is a bad thing. But
I think
what's the solution?
Corporations, in essence, they basically run the government because, I mean, they basically they fund their campaigns. I mean, they're funding their campaigns for a reason, because they want something.
Sure, I think that they're kind of a binary star situation. I mean, they both have these powerful effects on the other. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to say that one is the other and that kind of thing, because, you know, power and money, that's what this is. And power and money have never been split.
Right.
From what I know. So the idea that in some way or another we can stop the government from, you know, being controlled by the corporation doesn't make any sense to me. What makes sense to me is that we can tell the government to take a long walk off a short bridge in most areas of our lives, and, you know, people be able to have, frankly, choice around, you know, governance for themselves, and people in government being responsible for their actions, because currently they're not. And if they were responsible, then they'd much less likely to get involved in our business.
Okay. Well, I have actually one question for you guys. What do you think about the Citizens United bill? And what do you think about the amount of money that goes into our elections?
Well, can you tell us a little bit more about Citizens United, just for people who might be unfamiliar with that?
Okay. Pretty much, Citizens United is a Supreme Court decision that pretty much overturns a limit on how much one person or a corporation or a single person can donate to someone's election, to someone's campaign.
So it just makes it limitless?
It pretty much allows them to donate an unlimited amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And to some extent grants personhood to corporations, as I understand it. That's at least one of the talking points.
And I thought that was something that had happened in the 1880s, that a corporation, so maybe they're enhancing it a little bit.
I would call it an enhancement.
It pretty much enhances, the 14th Amendment granting, you're right, as you said, granting corporations the right of people.
To me, it sounds like government's doing historically what they function to do, which is to redistribute wealth from productive people to people who want to attach themselves to the government and use the force of the government to get what they want. I think what's implied in these conversations about if we get the money out of politics, like the government could be something else.
It's suddenly not going to be corrupt after that, but we all know the truth
about
that.
Like if you remove corporations, it turns into the United Way. There's always going to be these money interests, and they're always going to be attracted to power. So as long as this coercive power exists, this problem will exist. There's no way. I totally agree with Mark's analogy of the binary star. You cannot pull the two apart. You have to, people over time have to stop accepting the idea that what should be at the center of our society is this authority. It's completely mystical thinking, and all of these problems will exist until people address that.
Joshua, I appreciate the call, and please keep on listening, and you'll find out more of our relatively consistent philosophy.
We're on 7 nights a week.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Joshua. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here. Like I said, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Let me tell you real quick about Bitcoins. They're the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you've got to go abiding by. You don't have to click on anything to say, oh, yeah, I'll do whatever you say. Give them firstborn or whatever. You can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world. No fees. You don't need permission from any bank to do it or government entity or corporation or whatever. And learn how. Go to weusecoins.org. It's a 2-minute long video, and Bitcoins are changing the world, so you probably should watch it. Weusecoins.org. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com. All right, let's go to Creighton in Louisville. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How's it going, guys?
All's well.
I wanted to call in the other night, but I didn't get the opportunity. I wanted to revisit topic you guys encountered late a couple days ago.
Okay.
About the ownership of children.
All right.
Do you recall this?
Is that on the Friday night show?
We have it on a regular basis. I mean, please don't expect you to remember something that happened 48 hours ago. It's beyond unreasonable.
Well, so, it seemed to be getting pretty deep where you guys were discussing whether or not, you know, children are possessions of their parents. And I wanted to call in and weigh in on that comment.
Okay, give me your thought.
You guys were at an impasse. That's one of those deep theological questions.
No, it's not a theological question.
Oh, you can't say theological Stephanie around.
Well, philosophical. No, it's it's inaccurate. I mean, it's not about religion. It's about... Go ahead.
So what are your thoughts? Okay.
You can believe that it's not about religion. That's fine.
Okay.
I teach a praxeology course for homeschoolers. And this is one of the topics that we have to hit is who owns you, and that it's really difficult because most people confuse ownership with possession, and there are different things. That was never addressed the other night, and that is what made me want to call in.
All right.
You guys debated whether or not children own themselves or who is responsible for them. If they don't own themselves, then how is the parent responsible for them if they walked away from an infant who could not defend themselves?
Right.
It's a philosophical question, I guess you could say.
Right. So the situation is if I own myself, I'm responsible for my actions and what goes on with me in the world. And if a child owns itself, it is therefore responsible for its own actions, and it can't be responsible for its own actions. So can it own itself?
Well, does it control its own actions? I mean,
it does. I mean, it poops when it wishes, I suppose. It makes noise when.
And is someone else responsible for it? I mean, does someone else control its actions or are responsible for it?
I think that parents are responsible for the care of their children.
Well, but what about the children's own actions? Because, I mean, I would probably come down on the side of all human beings are sovereign individuals and they own themselves.
I'm with you, but a baby can't take care of itself. So
it still decides. I mean, it still makes a choice about when to cry and when to do whatever. I mean, it's acting out of instinct a lot at that point when it's really young.
If I don't, so I have responsibility for this thing, this child, but I don't, have control or ownership of it. I guess this is the question.
I agree with that.
Why
do you think
that was exactly why I called in?
Okay.
Because the words you're looking for is possession. You have possession of the child.
Okay.
In the sense that if I was to go rent a car, I possess the car under the terms of the rental agreement.
Right.
You're renting a child from itself.
You're renting
it's
a child. You don't own that child. You're renting it from the child. The child owns themselves, but you are responsible.
I didn't make any positive claims in this conversation. I was asking questions to Allie because I think people really need to consider this situation. I feel the parent-child relationship is a unique one, so I choose to use a unique word that I only use for the parent-child relationship, and that is ward, in that the child is my ward. And to me, what that means is that I start out with a greater set of responsibilities and privileges, and then those responsibilities and privileges diminish over time, and the child makes those decisions for themselves through their own actions. That's what I choose to define
word. I agree with that statement, but then the question comes up is who are you responsible to? And that's where the philosophical question gets really deep, really fast. If you're responsible for the infant in every sense of the word, but you don't own the infant, even if it's your own child. You're responsible for the teenager in what they decide to do to society. And historically, when they turn 18, you're no longer responsible for them, even though we all realize that that's mostly not true. The things that they do as adults, parents do have to deal with some of the fallout of our errant adult children. It never quite fades away.
In childhood, and the lack of responsibility that's often associated with childhood has been extended considerably, in the last few generations, or certainly in the last few generations.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask Crichton a question. I mean, the word possession, when I hear that word in reference to children, the feelings that come up for me or the thoughts that come up for me are more like, okay, well, possession sort of has this connotation of property. Like, are people ever possessions? You know what I mean? A possession seems like a thing.
I gotta say, my son Jack is a slave.
You're caught up with the
is a slave, Mark?
The confusion between the word of possession and ownership. Then that's a common misconception. The two are related, but not the same. I possess my wife. I do not own her. I possess her in the sense that in our marriage agreement, I have given up. I have committed to a contract, an agreement between us.
That's a reciprocal relationship.
I no longer have the right to go sleep around.
Wow. So I wouldn't want to be referred to as being possessed by anybody. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm in a romantic relationship. I don't possess my partner.
I mean, that's just a contract. And you can, I don't think it fits with a marriage agreement. I mean, you can choose to use that terminology if you wish to describe your marriage. But the fact is, if you felt like you wanted to go sleep with somebody else, you could do that tonight. And whatever the agreements are in the marriage,
that would be violating the terms of the contract.
Right. And then the exit clause kicks right in, and then, you know, whatever happens.
Right.
So you've got an agreement. Whereas a child doesn't sign an agreement.
It's exactly the same way. If I go rent a car, I still don't own it, but I do possess it. And I'm capable of using it within the confines of...
But you're not capable of using a wife inside the context of any the marriage agreement.
Well, in some states, it's impossible to rape a spouse.
Is that so?
Yeah, you can't be charged with it.
Can't imagine that goes on too much. Creighton, I appreciate you bringing
it up. It does. It actually does.
Okay.
In Morocco, there's a law that says...
Yes,
that's absolutely true. But the country Morocco has a law that I read an article about recently that says if you rape someone and then you marry them, you cannot be charged with rape.
Egypt's letting you have sex with your wife one last time before you send them off now, too, that when they die. But I'd like to talk to you about the ownership of children, my son Jack, 4 years old, being a slave.
Okay.
My son Jack cannot go where he wants to go. He can certainly control a great deal of his actions, and frankly, he runs the whole house. I mean, you know, that's the reality of a single child in a home with two older parents that spend most of the day at home. I mean, what he wants largely controls everything, but if he wants to go outside and play in his pajamas, he's not allowed to go. If he wants to, say, put on a diaper and go poop in his room, and rather than sitting on the potty and going poop in the bathroom, he's not allowed to do that. Like, there's all kinds of restrictions.
Okay, but
he doesn't have any options.
Using the word slave or possession, I think that that has the potential to turn some people off.
Yeah, you're not subjugating him for your benefit.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I don't want to clean up his poop.
But that's not the whole relationship.
Yeah.
It's a big part of it. 855.
Now we know where Mark really stands.
3733. 855-450-FREE.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler Kenning Lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am dirty ass. Takes away everything he can get. Keep them alone with this immortal death.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. SACL toll-free call-in line. I'm going to give that time, that one time, because you might be able to scoot in here. 855-450-3733. Final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
Brett, I want to say thank you for coming in and visiting with us. And I have, but you know, I know you do the School Sucks podcast.
I do.
So tell us a little bit about that. Here's your 1 minute commercial for sitting in.
Thank you so much. Yep, SchoolSucksProject.com is our website, and School Sucks Podcast is our attempt to take that word education back from the state and back from institutions that want to use it to indoctrinate young people, and that's, you know, all the way from first grade to a master's program or beyond in psychology or economics. And education is really this self-directed process. It's lifelong. It's not something that somebody gives to you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're trying to bring that message to more people, obviously through the podcast, which I've done for a couple years. We moved on to YouTube. This Thursday night, we are going to debut a live show on LRN. At 10
Sweet.
P.M. after Free Talk Live. That's Thursday night. And we're also going to, in addition to being on LRN audio, we're going to be streaming video. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and then just click live stream and you can watch us. You can chat with us and you can call in.
Awesome. And it's been great having you on. You're welcome to you know, visit the studio any Sunday night from 7 to 10.
Thank you.
Yep, sure. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Did Stephanie, did I have a chance to, did I say it's Mark?
Yes, we did.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Introduced ourselves.
That's right. Ed in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, at 40 minutes phone hold here and all the topics.
Sorry.
Drinking beer. I don't know where to start. Hey, corporations have no soul to condemn, no body to hang. I think it came a quote about 1700.
I really like it. Now, hold on. Before you go on, as I understand it, corporations. Well, when in the beer, the time of the building of the Erie Canal, and frankly, I don't know when that was, but I'm going to guess it was the 19th century. That corporations were only granted to people that were, you know, to people that were doing the public good, essentially,
mostly on a temporary basis.
Okay,
and some kind of project.
The corporations, as we understand them today, are pretty much a mid 20th century construction. Is that about right?
No, I think in their current form, excuse me, this goes back to the end of the 19th century.
Okay.
But Yeah, it is. It's kind of like this horror movie where you have this giant monster called the government that goes around spawning these smaller monsters, and then they grow. And, you know, I think that's the state-corporate relationship in a nutshell.
I do love the quote, though, Ed.
Okay, and also for Brett, not towards you, but you can use this. Don't let your schooling get in the way of your education.
Oh, yeah. I've got flyers, actually. That was one of the first quotes that we ever put on a flyer to hand out to people.
Hey, so I want to run over immigration if I can.
You can. It's a talk show.
Yeah.
Hey, the El Paso miracle. This and this for all these Tea Party nuts, all these bigots against Mexicans, Guatemalans, South Americans, whatever. A border. Are you kidding me? In the land of the free. Anyway, border cities are the safest in the nation, but deadly for immigrants. Look, San Diego, Phoenix, El Paso, Austin, the largest cities. The safest of all cities in the United States.
For whom?
Lowest crime rates.
Who are they safest
crime?
For?
For people who live there, but for immigrants not.
Okay, I'm
right,
trying
for
to,
immigrants,
so,
no.
So I'm trying to understand how they break up these numbers. Did they just basically take a U.S. citizen, crimes against U.S. citizens number, and then...
Hey, I can cite the source if you want to
okay.
look it up.
Okay.
Reason Magazine.
All right. And that's called the El Paso Reason. Miracle?
Hey, just go to punch in the El Paso Miracle.
I have
anyway,
done that.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. Violent crime, all border states, lower than ever. More according to the FBI, border agents face less danger than street cops in most U.S. cities.
Yeah, I imagine.
All right. If you want to find a safe city, first determine the size of the immigrant population, says Jack Levin, criminologist, Northeastern University. Look, San Diego, Laredo, El Paso, three of the safest large cities. Take note, 18 murders in El Paso of a population of 730,000. Baltimore, Maryland, 630,000.
Right.
234 murders.
Now, Baltimore's
where would
the...
you want to be?
Right, Baltimore's one of the most dangerous cities in America.
Right, that's... and we know why, and we've been in that over and over. Men's
yep.
Health Magazine says El Paso, second happiest city in the U.S.
Huh.
I think Honolulu, Hawaii,
so.
Always rated first, second, and third, always.
It'd be hard
but
not to be happy in Honolulu.
Facts if y'all want
well,
money
well, what's the connection? What's the connection that we're missing here as far as immigration?
Not you. Y'all are not, really. Because, I mean, you're for open borders and stuff like me, right?
Yes.
Okay, we're all in agreement. I'm just giving you a little facts, and anybody listening, that all this fear-mongering, Stephanie, we talked about on your show a couple times, conspiracy theory. Oh, hey, the most important thing you should be worried about is your heart. It's the number one cause of death. And your relationship.
The stuff you put in your mouth is what you need to really concern yourself with. I want to tell you one real quick, if I could, Ed. It is from the American Conservative magazine. They did a study of immigrants, and then they extrapolated them out by age. And immigrants and the Mexican population and the white population, these numbers are virtually the same as far as crime goes. So the idea that immigrants are coming across here and committing crimes, other than the crime, the imaginary crime of crossing the border, this imaginary line in the sand.
That's a misdemeanor, isn't it?
I've heard it called a misdemeanor. I couldn't say whether it's a misdemeanor. I don't know what it is, but I've heard it called a misdemeanor.
But, yeah, I mean, hey, as y'all know, and I know we're in agreement, if you're for freedom, why are you objecting to anybody coming into our country? They come and go. They make money. They get out of here. They send money back.
Some of them stay.
So what?
Right. As far as I'm concerned, if they're here to work and they're gonna work and they're doing that, then I'm fine with it.
Mark,
you know.
I take it further than that. I don't care what they want to do. If they want to come over here and they want to work, fine with me. If they come over here and want to hang around, fine with me.
There you go.
I'm kind of with you. It, you know, when they use the government programs, I can see why people get upset about that.
That's
a red herring.
We all are in agreement with. They
complain
about some brown-skinned people crossing our imaginary border, but here we are going to Middle Eastern countries, dropping bombs, destroying them, and we're going to complain about some people want to come over here for a better life, as you pointed out.
That's a really good point, too, because it's the exact same people demonizing one are glamorizing the other. And, oh, the hypocrisy.
It tends to be that way.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
It, you know, when you look at the situation, and I understand, you know, usually when, you know, immigrants, the amount of social services they use versus the taxes they pay, because oftentimes they'll come up with a fake Social Security card, they'll work for a company.
Hey, I don't believe it. I don't believe that, Mark. I think it's a myth. I've never looked it up, but I don't believe it.
You don't think they have fake Social Security?
Some of them do. So what?
Let me finish what I was saying, to make sure that we're clear. So they pay taxes. They have to pay taxes. Everybody pays withholding taxes, especially they don't know how to fill out one of these W-whatever forms that they probably fill out. They're probably paying all kinds of extra taxes that they don't then ask for because they can't file a return and get a return. They just pay taxes in, and you know there's plenty of them doing
but
that. Some of them work under the table.
They're paying the ultimate tax. Their liberty's taken away. As you know, the private prison corporations are going after illegal immigrants and our juveniles in the United States, our citizens, our juvenile kids under attack from private prison corporations. They want the immigrants and the juveniles.
They already got the
males.
Because they get paid.
And they want them because they're groups that can't defend themselves.
Yeah.
So they really have no recourse. Like obviously there's been a war on juveniles for a long, long time.
And they
because
have no
they're an easy group to
threat,
attack, they're an
threat,
easy group
no
to blame
voice,
for things. And they have no voice, and the politicians certainly
no
don't care.
They
yeah, exactly.
Speak
exactly.
up if it isn't me and you, Mark, Stephanie. Hey, our kids get brutalized. You ought to look it up. What goes on in these so-called, they don't call them reform schools anymore. I would love to run
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Well,
they
yeah,
they break their fingers, their wrists, their ankles, suffocating to death. They'll sit on a 16-year-old, 200-pound men.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I was there, that wouldn't, I mean, they'd have to kill me because I would not let that go on. Like
Ed, thanks for the call.
Before, there's
Appreciate
a lot of things I'll die for. There's nothing I'll kill for.
Thanks for the call, Ed. 855. Well, I wouldn't give the number for freetalklive.com. You can, you know, in the meantime, check out freetalklive.com. We'll be back in 21 hours live. I won't, but Ian will. It's been Mark with you.
And Brett.
And Stephanie.
Thanks a lot. Freetalklive.com. The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Get in the zone!
Regular oil changes can help you avoid paying more at the pump. And in times like these, that really matters. Clean engines are just more efficient. And now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart oil change jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Castrol high mileage for a little more. See store for restrictions and details. Stop in today and get more gas-saving tips from the experts at AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.